All right, KX93.5, we're Laguna's only FM. We've been talking about this all morning, and now we are happy to welcome the party into our studio. That is the posse of Donovan Frankenreiter. Good morning. Gosh.
Good morning. We're here.
You got a lot of people in here. Matt's in here. Paul's in here. And Ron, I don't know how Ron I got here, but he's apparently here as well.
Everybody's here. We saw them on the way in. Unbelievable. I needed some backup singers, so.
Of course, Donovan, we'll play live for us in a little bit here. You are playing at the Coach House this weekend. We'll mention that now.
Yes.
There are still tickets available. We're going to give some away in just a little bit here on the radio station. The phone's already ringing. Are your fans that adoring that they just want to talk to you immediately?
I don't know. Is are you sure that's for me, that phone call? We have amazing fans, really great fans. And I love this. This is a great area. I love coming back to a place where I kind of grew up in this zone. It's beautiful.
Yeah, well, I wanted to talk to you about that. You know, what's it like coming home to kind of, you know, your home, your original fan base? People have seen you play music your whole life.
Yeah, it's really fun. I mean, for us, it started kind of in Mission Viejo at a pizza place, and now now we get to come back town, and it's fun playing a couple nights at the Coach House. And you know, I remember when I had a fake ID, I'd go and watch Ron I play, and that's how it kind of all started. Like, oh, that looks like it'd be fun to be in a band.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You know? What pizza place was it? Is it still around?
Well, yeah, I think it is. Santora's Pizza.
Now, did you
home of the hot wings? But I had the fake ID and got in. That was in Laguna at the Dirty Bird.
Yeah, so I was going to. You played all the Laguna venues back?
Not really. You know, it was before I even really played music, but I would kind of go from bar to bar here watching people play.
Okay.
You know, like there's some amazing musicians in this town, and I mean, you can always, it's just great. You go to all these different bars, and I was definitely inspired by a lot of different players in this town.
So who else in town influenced your music?
Oh boy, you know, Common Sense, yeah. You know, great local band. And maybe Rana, you could help me out. Who's the guy that always used to play the, on the corner there solo, and he used to play the bass pedals with his feet. He was
totally.
Who was that guy? He was I forget his name, but he's like a virtuoso.
And okay.
then who's the incredible guy, the nylon string guitar player, who's just nuts?
Oh, Eric Henderson,
you know, I saw him a couple times and I was like just blown away. And Redlocks, of course.
Yeah, we're talking about Red and how there's a song on your album that's, you know, really poignant for his
death. We're gonna play that today, I think, off the record, but yeah, it's great. You know, one of my favorite little guitar shops, Laguna Guitar, you know, down off PCH.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going there and watch those guys shred and learn some chords from those dudes. But
I will mention, by the way, that the Paddle Out for Red is this Saturday
morning at 8
off Bluebird, right? So definitely this is probably one of the last chances to, you know, not the last chance, but all the memorial concerts and stuff that has happened. You should definitely make this one if you want to honor him. Cool, man. So the record came out about a year ago.
Yes.
New stuff being written now. What's
We're
the
on
plan?
The road. Yeah, we've been busy, so many gigs and touring, but I write while I'm on the road. So the plan's kind of to record the early part of next year and put out a new record next year.
That was
year.
Your fifth album, right?
So I think so. And then Grundy and I have put out a couple of EPs, like cover songs, like 6 songs we call Recycled Recipes. And then I put out a revisited record. I went back and did my first album again. I did it all Hawaiian style and recorded that in Hawaii and
right.
with some great musicians. And so yeah, but the fifth studio album, we made it at Grundy Studio at Night Owl Recorders, and
cool.
It was amazing. It was in Anaheim, and we had a great time.
How long have you been living in Hawaii now?
It's been 5 years.
And what has it been, a dramatic difference, or is it just kind of like going from beach to beach?
No, I mean, it's definitely a huge change.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I lived in Laguna with my wife for, I think it was, 6 years, 7 years, and we had 2 young boys, and I just wanted to try something new, and yeah, luckily, you know, we all fell in love with living in Hawaii. I mean, it's a really cool, different place from here. It's very slow, and
right.
But we love coming back here. You know, I mean, this is sort of our second home. We really enjoy being in Laguna.
Has it really inspired your songwriting to be over there? Or?
I think so. You know, I haven't been home enough to like actually dig into songwriting in Kauai, but I really want to. It'd be cool to stay.
I thought
home
you lived in Maui.
Yeah, I do actually. Thank you for reminding me. Where is it? Where do I live?
Donovan Frankenreiter
is
in the studio
islands.
Right now. We do have some tickets to give away in a little bit. Hang on to the number, 715-5936. We're going to play a Red tribute on his CD in a little bit, but do you want to do the live track?
Let's try a live one, yeah.
Okay,
everybody in here will sing with us.
Tell us about it. I'm not doing harmony.
No, this is, yeah, you got to do it, dude. High harmonies, bro. You said you have it. Screw around. This is one of the first songs I ever recorded, and it was co-written by Jack Johnson, and he produced it, and I've been playing the song for 11 years, and yeah, it's fun. We're going to try it.
That's awesome, man. Ron I is behind the scenes on falsetto. So
oh, he's doing it, dude.
Listen for that. Whenever you're ready, man. Donovan Frankenreiter live on KX93.5.
1, 2, 3, 4.
love be the fading sky. Could drift all night to the new sunrise. Just pass me a drink or maybe two. And one for me, one for you. I'm gonna be free. Free. Said we're all free. So good to be free. And the corner winds and the changing tide drop them sails and get inside. When will the weather ever let us go? I guess we'll have to wait until the trade winds blow. We're gonna be free. I said we're all just free. Y'all feel so free. And there's nothing in between what we are, you know, what we see. And there's nothing in between what we are, see, what we see. What we are on a lifeboat sailing home with our drunken hearts and our tired bones. I just take one last look around. Every place gonna feel like a familiar town. Now we're free. Free. I said we're all just free. Don't you wanna be free? All from time to time, free. I said we're just free. You know we're gonna be free.
Can everyone clap so it seems like there's a big audience? Thank you very much.
All right.
I appreciate that. That was great, dude. And you know what I love about you when we first set up is I usually tell an artist, they said, oh, so where's the reverb? Where's the dynamic EQ?
Yeah.
I'm like, man, we don't have any of that. And you said, that's fine. You prefer,
yeah, no
it. You prefer it the raw way.
Yeah. Very raw, and I actually went to a wrong chord in there. Anybody hear that? That was good.
Yeah, about
that's how
two
raw
thirds
was.
Of the way
yeah.
through.
Way to go, everybody. Thank you very little.
When you do play a show
do it
live.
Again. This is pre-recorded, yeah. right? Can we do it again?
yeah, we are, in fact,
oh
live on the radio.
Okay.
When you do play a show live, like at the Coach House this weekend, is it still really toned down raw acoustic? Or?
No, we have a full band.
Okay,
yeah,
so,
yeah.
We
push it up a couple notches and we do acoustic stuff, you know, as well. But you know, Grendy, he'll play electric. I'll play electric. We have a bass player, a drummer, cool. a guy playing keys and saxophone, and it's, you know, songs off of all five records. So it definitely kind of has its ups and downs, you know. And
right.
And we, you know, play the acoustic stuff and the electric stuff, but it's great because we love playing acoustic and broken down, and I love playing with a band too. It's fun.
Sure.
It's a lot of fun.
Do you like the sit down Coach House setup? Do you want people to get up?
You know, the Coach House for me is such a historic place because that really was the first place I really did go and really, you know, it was like my first place ever to watch concerts, you know,
right.
like, you know, all the classic rock bands and everybody. And it, for the audience member, for me, man, every seat's really good. You're sitting down watching these guys. But
right.
sometimes it's a little interesting to play that situation. But I've been going there for so long that it's super fun and everybody seems to cut loose and have a good time. And that's kind of the beauty of the Coach House, you know.
Cool.
I mean, even though people are sitting down, you know, they usually really get into it. So
right.
It's wonderful. But it's sometimes you're playing a song and somebody's passing the A1 sauce. It could get a little weird.
Yeah. And that was not a metaphor. You yeah. literally mean A1
sauce. Oh, no,
yeah.
You're looking down. They're cutting steaks, looking at you like, ah, come on, give me a good tune, you know. Like, then they get tired and they go, I don't know. Yeah, but it's great. We love that place. It's home away from home.
Of course, Donovan Frankenreiter, Matt Grundy, and the whole gang playing on Saturday at 7.
I think doors are at 6 and we play around 10.
Oh, okay.
And then Sunday too. We're playing Sunday because Saturday's I sold out, and then Sunday there's a few tickets left, but I think, I don't know, you have tickets to give away too.
Oh, right? Yeah. I thought we had tickets to the Saturday show, but maybe we have tickets to the Sunday one. I'm not sure which they are, but let's say you're available both days and you want to
yeah.
call right now. We can give away a couple pairs while we go to other song on the CD. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, this is a song that's off of Start Living, the new album, and it's it was one that was in, you know, I wrote it when Andy Irons passed away. It was like the feelings I had. But then coming in here today, I thought it'd be a great tune to maybe play, seeing everything that's happened and remembering Red Locks and the paddle out and stuff.
Yeah, man. Again,
On Friday. What is it?
Saturday. Saturday, 8 a.m.
Yeah, Blue Saturday morning. So I thought it'd be great to play a song, and this is like kind of something to remember Red by. And then
Ron wants to say something.
Yeah, Princess and all the Rebel Rockers alumni are also, and I think we're going to try and work to coerce Donovan to come down and hang out with us at noon at 429 Cypress. Okay. It's going to be our last concert for the Red One.
Wow.
And that's at the UU Church. So it's going to be awesome. We love the Red One.
That's at noon?
And that's at noon. So paddle out at 8 a.m. and then the concert with Princess and all Rebel Rockers, past and present, at noon at 429 Cypress here in Laguna at the UU Church.
Cool. Thanks, Ron.
Yeah.
So we are going to play that tribute to Red right now. It's AI off Donovan's latest album, which is called Start Living. While that's playing, call 949-715-5936, 949-715-KXFM. We'll get you a pair of tickets to his show this weekend.